Respiratory Syncytial Virus and the Wounded Warrior Project. This is your KMC Update. I'm Sergeant Brayton Daniel. We are currently in the RSV season that runs from October to March of every year. It's important to stay on top of child exams, sports physicals, and immunizations.
This virus causes acute respiratory infections in people of all ages, but can cause severe illness requiring hospitalization, specifically in children under the age of 5. Up to 3% of children in the U.S. are hospitalized in the first year of their life due to RSV. Here's Major Kristen Bluen, 86 Medical Group Pediatric Clinic Flight Commander with a preventive antibody.
Currently, pregnant women can get the Abrysvo vaccine at 32 to 36 weeks. While they're pregnant, to protect their babies for 6 months after delivery. So there's also a preventative antibody called Beyfortus. And Beyfortus is administered via injection, just like a vaccine, and it prevents the severe RSV in infants and young kids.
For more information, visit the 86th Medical Group Facebook page. Reporting for AFN Kaiserslautern, I'm Specialist Carice Clemens.
The Wounded Warrior Project is a nonprofit organization dedicated to supporting veterans who have been injured or wounded during their service.
The Wounded Warrior Project aims to honor and empower wounded warriors by providing a variety of programs and services. These services include mental health support, career assistance, community and peer support, and financial assistance. Here is Christy Hogan, Wounded Warrior Project Regional Director, with more.
We serve our warriors and their family members all across Europe, and we go around talking to people about Wounded Warrior Project because most people, yourself included, don't even realize that you're eligible to register with us and have access to our programs for the rest of your life.
To register online, visit woundedwarriorproject.org. Reporting for AFN Kaiserslautern, I'm Specialist Carice Clemens.
That's it for your KMC Update. I'm Sergeant Brayton Daniel.